The U.S. and Japan have a trade agreement in principle, and the Trump administration has notified Congress that the two countries are ready to move forward on a deal. By sending this formal notification to Congress, President Trump can officially sign off on the agreement. That signing ceremony could happen during the United Nations General Assembly later this month in New York. National Pork Board Chief Operating Officer John Johnson says Japan is the most important market by value for U.S. pork.
We're hopeful that that gets resolved and gets peace back in that market and puts us back on level footing. Right now, the European Union and other competitors, Canada and Mexico, have an advantage over the U.S. in Japan, and we're hopeful we'll get back on a level playing field there.
Johnson goes on to say the big trade deal to seal is with China. Even after meetings between trade officials in Washington, D.C. this past week, there is no official word if forward progress is truly being made.
Obviously, and that seems to be the thorniest and most contentious trade issue. 1.3 billion people that over-index for pork, and their domestic pork supply is collapsing because of African swine fever. It's a huge marketing opportunity for U.S., and we'd like to have a seat at that table and being, having a direct sale. Until we get these tariffs out of the way, though, we're kind of the supplier of last resort and kind of getting the crumbs on the floor instead of a full plate at the table.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.